Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We are here on Thursday, the 22nd of February. And the wild weather we're seeing was in the high 70s in New York. We're seeing extreme weather fluctuations dramatically all over the planet. This is going to be a year that's going to be a mix of good and bad. Now, I saw the gathering at the White House by the parents and relatives of people that had children and teachers that were shot at Columbine, Sandy Hook, and now the Parkland school in Florida. And I think that they actually started a pretty good discussion. I was really pleased by the points that Trump made on increasing the national as well state databases for background checks. The getting rid of bump stocks is something even the NRA believes. I think that converting a gun to a high-velocity gun that can shoot multiple bullets is probably a bad idea, although if someone legally can purchase an advanced machine gun, agreed. But we also need to get rid of the no-gun zones. 98% of the deaths actually occur in the no-gun zone areas. We talked about this with Larry Pratt earlier in the week. I think that we need to have metadata, money, and mental health. And I think they need to have a national database that's separate from the background check database, but attached to it. So in other words, they can have information there that may say they hit 29 visits or 39 visits to Cruz's home, though he may not, or a person may not have been prosecuted if they come up on the radar as being on SSRI drugs or getting psychiatric care. And all of a sudden you see a bunch of gun purchases at a state or federal level. There should be an amalgamated database. I think they should be, quote, registering gun owners, not registering guns, if you know what I mean. In other words, screening to make sure that we can pick up metadata, money, and mental health to make sure that people that are dangerous or out of control don't have guns, but people that have a right to have guns and are not mentally ill can have whatever guns they want, and they got to get rid of the no-gun zones. Chicago and other cities that have no-gun zones, San Bernardino, these are always the killing zones. I call the kill-at-will zones. So that's an issue. I think Trump is going to do a pretty good job, and I have a feeling his comments this session sent to the Congress and Senator, that will probably culminate in something that's real. Next issue, I think you're going to see the immigration issue that obviously the resist Democrats want to make this an issue for 2018 and 2020, the DACA kids. It looks like the issue is going to be brought up to the Supreme Court this summer. My guess is the Supreme Court will make a decision, and it'll put either an end to the DACA kid issue, or it'll boot it back to the Congress, because Congress has to do it. It can't be Trump. Trump's offering more than even his base would tolerate, which is 1.8 million that will get very rapid citizenship, where I think they should have permanent resident status, including their parents, and they should be able to apply like anybody else for citizenship. And if they do a felony, they're deported. But it's real simple. If you do a felony, you're gone. But I think permanent resident status is all, and they have to harden the border. And also stop 60% of the people that stay in this country don't come across the border. Not 40%, 60%, they overstay their visas. And they fly in or come in a boat or do other ways of arriving. So the wall is only one aspect of controlling immigration. As the world economy gyrates, more people are going to try to park here in America because we have a system that has a lot of freebies. You can't park yourself in most countries in the world like Mexico or elsewhere because they want you to make sure that you can take care of yourself financially, so they don't like people just arriving. Now, the Mexicans have been bad in a way because when people come across their border on trains, etc., from Guatemala and Central America and elsewhere, they just force them on in and send them on to America. So that game's going to stop. I think you'll also find that the wall is not only just a physical wall. It's a cybernetic wall. It's more personnel. It's, LERV service satellites. It's all kinds of technology that will stop people bringing in, especially drugs, because apparently the drug cartels haven't been affected much temporarily for the last year. There's a drop in illegals crossing the border, but that's come back up because of all the talk saying they're going to give amnesty. Which, you know, if you're going to give amnesty in June, you're going to have a big surge before then, people trying to get across the border before the door's closed. Looking at supplements, we've been going through a bunch of different protocols, and I want to talk about the top two or three supplements for different protocols. If you're having hypertension, you want to be on Cardiovasc, you want to be taking CoQ10 Supreme, you want to be taking magnesium glycinate. The CoQ10 Supreme is going to be the spark for cardiac and blood vessel contraction. The magnesium glycinate counteracts the excessive calcium in the heart, when the heart is pumping too hard and the vessels are not pumping. We want to be taking the VascuCare carnitine that helps to supply the energy to the heart and blood vessels, mitochondria, to do the contractile force and perfuse the tissues. You want to reduce blood viscosity and cytokine levels, so things such as Vein-Away, which protects the blood vessel wall, cell detox glutathione, gamma E+, and ultrathiamin B1 are important to make sure there's no vessel damage. And if there's elevated homocysteine, you want to be taking BioLVR and Simethyl to prevent homocysteine from damaging the artery walls and causing them eventually to inflame and calcify. If you have calcified arteries on a high-speed CT, you want to be taking the full vitamin K2, very important to reverse the calcification. Next thing that's very common is indigestion, acid reflux, and we want to take for that the GastroHeal tablets. There's zinc carnosine, 1 to 2, 4 times a day. You want to get rid of the dysbiotic bacteria and fungi, etc., so you want to be taking Allicin Med and NutriSilver. If you have to bump it up, the most powerful is Neutrodyne, 10 to 15 drops 3 times a day in water. NutriImmune 26Y supplies 26 major immunoglobulins from avian immunoglobulins and transfer factors to your immune system to fight pathogens in your gut, and they often can be in your esophagus or stomach, causing acid reflux, abnormal peristalsis, hiatal hernia, etc. As we go down the bowel, we often have a thing called small bowel overgrowth syndrome. And one of the things that's not often discussed, and most doctors don't really, primary doctors don't understand it, many specialists, is a thing called infection-induced autoimmunity. Now, if a pathogen has a number of proteins that look just like a body protein like your thyroid, let's say you have an infection in the base of, say, a left lower molar, and it turns out there's nasty bugs there. Let's say there's Bramonella, Cotteralis, Staph aureus, and Entamoeba. Those pathogens can trigger off an immune response to attack the pathogens, and they may cross-react and start attacking, say, your thyroid gland. So you can get Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where you get antibodies that attack the glandular microsomal fraction or the fraction of the actual thyroglobulin protein. If that happens, your thyroid is going to dump thyroid hormone cycling on and off every so many hours for the first while, 3 to 6 months, until it starts to burn out. Burnout can take up to 14 years to completely burn out, but it can be pretty quick over 6 months to a year. And then you go hypo. So initially you can be hyperthyroid, similar things you see in the gut. If you've got Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that makes bread rise, there's a cross-reacting protein to the yeast that can actually look just like the basement membrane of your terminal small bowel, so you get Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Similarly, if you have a pathogen like babesiosis or ehrlichiosis or Lyme, there's proteins that look just like the myelin sheath of your oligodendrocytes in your brain. So anybody that gets MS, they usually have cross-reacting immune responses because of previous spirochete infections with Lyme disease, spirochetosis due to babesiosis or ehrlichiosis. And these can be identified in immunotoxicological testing and also the metapathy hunter. Now, by the way, one of the things I offered the other day, and I'm going to repeat it, if you go to one of my Metapathy Hunters sites, we have three right now. We may soon have five. The first is up at pprdi.com in New York. Then we have John Mazzoni. That's Jim Gersey. John Mazzoni in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He's moving, so he's going to be within a half an hour of Branson, Missouri. I talked to him yesterday. And we have Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad. If you go to one of their centers, you qualify to be one of the people that I will decide. It's not drawn out of a hat. If you go to one of the centers and get a full consultation and a Metapathy Hunter scan and testing, you qualify for a, quote, day with Dr. Bill, which means you can come down. I will bill you for your time, but you actually get a scan rate in my studio. You get other technologies I'm working on, and you get to see the actual place where the shows originate, both videos, etc., and we'll take you to dinner. Quite a thing, but you have to get your consultation first. We'll be back in just a moment. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. And remember, you always get free shipping in America if you send it in by money order, check, or wrap it up in foil.
Frustrated? Try.
Attention all shoppers, if you have questions, here's a procedure to interact with NutriMedical and with me. Number one, you can raise a question if you just want an answer in the Friday show. You can call 888-212-8871 to talk to Michelle, Chris, or Mitzi. Number two, if you want to send an email, anybody can send an email and get a response. What I do is I provide 90% of my consultations are free, which means you can email me and ask a question. I will also give you advice as to what you can do conventionally with your regular doctors in whichever country you're in. And if we start to proceed to do actually review of records, set up tests, or set referrals to specialty clinics, or a deeper evaluation of your condition, I do charge for consultations. That's usually in about 2% of the time. Most of the time I'm answering people's questions saying, this is what your doctor should do with testing. For example, let's say thyroid. You wanted to measure a free T3, free T4, free reverse T3, that's RT3, and a high sensitivity TSH, it's a good idea to do a Gerotherm alcohol thermometer test of your core temperature or a digital pregnancy thermometer to 2 digits behind the decimal. If you're testing thyroid, you want to measure anti-thyroid antibodies, antimicrosomal and thyroglobulin, and if there's any suggestion that maybe you're significantly hyperthyroid, you want to measure a long-acting thyroid stimulator called LATS. Now, you can measure anti-nuclear antibodies and so on for autoimmunity. I get more sophisticated because I do other advanced testing looking for pathogens and cytokines. So, all autoimmune diseases, I have natural protocols for reversing or turning off or taking out the fire. If you're having arthritis, the first thing you need to do is, again, immunohomology. If you've got osteoarthritis, you want to be on leptin metabolic, Inflamex, and you want to be on Joint Performance and Tendon Mender and our Mountain Red Velvet. By the way, it looks like it's going to be rolling out after all the testing and things have to be done for the government to make sure it's perfect by April. That means a Ridger Velvet will be coming out in April. I'm also working on some new technologies for mineral delivery. We have the very best with Albion Chelated Minerals and our Vitamineral Max Minerals Plus and Life Support. But for targeted minerals, I'm going to use a similar technology we have for NutriSilver and for NDME. And that means we'll be able to have like a 2-ounce bottle of special target minerals, let's say manganese, if you want to apply it topically for hair color, or if your tests show that you have a low level of certain minerals, we can target those specifically to try to raise it faster, and you want to take our Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus. I posted yesterday an audio so you could hear the combination of frequencies that I've discovered using research standing on the shoulders of scientists like Dr. Linus Pauling and other stereochemists that have actually worked in the atomic resonance theory of stereochemistry, and have advanced the theory that the way the genes are controlled is primarily through the atomic resonance of minerals, that actually turn on ion channels to bring a mineral across the nucleoplasm. That's a little spheroid inside your cells, and it regulates the uncovering and transcription of structural protein, messenger RNA, and enzyme RNA. It's exported out of the cell. And then, of course, the cell takes that in the endoplasmic reticulum and mixes the proteins or enzymes, folds the protein around a monoatomic plasma form of a mineral, which is the active site of an enzyme. And every enzyme in the body and every protein is actually regulated by your minerals across the nucleoplasm to determine which mRNAs are going to be exported from the nucleoplasm to the cell cytoplasm and then the factory that makes proteins. So this is really exciting because I can actually now send you, this is what we call level one EGFT or epigenetic frequency therapy. And it can be pumped right now. The best machine for delivering that is the Sonic Life. You can get a Sonic Life machine. You can buy it on time and totally write it off against your taxes. That one will do up to 100,000 hertz. Most of the frequencies, their base frequency note for all the different atomic resonances is under 300 hertz. We also know that toxins have come, according to the advanced frequency research done by Linus Pauling and others, will have, for example, sucrose has the same frequency harmonic as tin, which is a toxin. So natural molecules like sucrose that are extracted and then refined actually can have toxic effects on the body. Also, if you have a harmonic resonance thing like a mercury ballast light fixture, it's actually generating waves or frequencies that can be toxic to your body. This is more advanced. We're actually probably going to be having on some of the people that deal with other technologies for delivering it, like Accutron, which is the microcurrent device. There's a number of doctors that use electroacupuncture or laser light therapy at the acupoints. We're bringing on the show probably BCX, which is a light Rife machine, if you'd like that, which is a non-touch kind of technology, Rife technology, where you can have a light pad or actually the Rife broadcasting units. I personally think that the best one, and the simplest to use and good price, is the Lumen Photon. Their treatments are amazing. I use it every night to go to sleep. Put it on frequency number 3, which, by the way, is very near the harmonic resonance gold point, we call it, for gold, G-O-L-D. So the atomic resonance on setting 3 for the brain, the skin, the peripheral nervous system is gold. Now, gold attaches to the histone proteins of your cell and amplifies the signal to noise ratio and protects your gold. It's the ancient molecule called Oremus that the ancient high priest knew how to make, and so did Moses, who was also a physician as well as general. In fact, it's interesting that they had to treat on the battlefield with natural therapies or honey to stop infections or actually surgery. So the ancient generals were all doctors. Isn't that interesting? Now, when we're looking at our nutraceuticals, we can help arthritis by turning off the inflammatory reaction, breaking up the, reducing the cytokines, clearing the pathogens that actually trigger it off, and oftentimes there's a stealth pathogen that triggers off the problem. Very often it's in the gut or it's in some other body compartment. We can reduce the cytokine levels, things like cell D10, toxoglutathione, gamma A+, ultracyamin B1, get rid of the free radicals. We can modulate the cytokine levels with Cell Defense Plus, which is our special super high absorbed curcumin, and high-dose Power C Plus with full vitamin K2. So we have all kinds of very powerful nutraceuticals, and now we have also added to those the things to calm the stress response, Stress to Go, and 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and our new MLM product called the Nutramedical CBD or cannabidiol oil. This is the one and only best delivery system on the planet for CBD with a dosage pump, and it has a nanotech liposomal delivery system, which is awesome. That's why you'll see the new technique I'm using for both NutriSilver and Indium E are a liposomal enzymatic delivery system, which amplifies the angstrom hydrogenated minerals. And we were looking at adding other minerals that will be available in, say, 2-ounce bottles that will have that capacity. So that's coming down the road. I had a lady the other day contact me. She's in her 80s, very prominent lady in Hollywood. We will be giving her not only the base eye protocol for her set on macular changes and her loss of hearing. When I talked to her, she didn't have the proper testing by an ENT doctor as to find whether she had atherosclerosis or basically arthritis of the bones in the middle ear or neurological loss. She hadn't had a Becky's audiometry. And she hadn't had electroretinography done yet for her macular changes. A lot of time people have surgery done to their eyes with cataracts, and after their surgery, their eye inflammation increases, and then they get macular changes and start losing their vision. So we can help that We can help reverse it. We also have peptides. We have the harmonic resonance therapy. We've got all kinds of neat new therapies that can help you start to heal when the other doctors abandoned you. 888-212-8871. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 817-317-877-317-6430. One of the more common conditions, and it was indicated that the Nicholas Cruz young man who was a mass murderer had ADD. Now, ADD-ADHD indicates that the brain is on fire, and vaccines, which states like California and places like Canada, Ontario, are forcing children to take vaccines. If you have certain gene complexes or SNPs, we call them single nucleotide polymorphisms, you're at increased risk that when you take these vaccines with adjuvants and heavy metals and toxic chemicals, they'll actually activate your glial cells, the glue cells that support your neurons. They generate free radicals and cytokines that causes neuron cell dropout or dysmyelination where you lose a myelin sheath. So it's actually in a form of vaccine-induced lobotomy. It then releases the seizure-like activity of the limbic system, including the reptilian brain, the amygdala, etc., and it produces, therefore, violent behavior, hallucinations, psychotic behavior, etc. The incidence has gone dramatically up since I went to medical school back in the early 1970s. Now we're looking at an incidence of 1 in 28 in some towns and cities, up to the average across the country, 1 in 68. When we had rounds back in the mid-1970s, it was 1 in 4,500. Now, there are tests to do, and I'm just going to go over this. The first test is you want to do it with a neuroscientist or PhD psychologist. It's not a test done by an MD. A quantitative electroencephalogram. The best company for that is we call Lexicor out of Boulder, Colorado. And I worked with the companies that were actually working with the CIA, FBI, and NSA, and other government agencies and advanced technologies for all kinds of research, including U.S. military, Space Command, Missile Defense Command, etc. And the Lexicor is the best. And it measures the number of gel electrodes on the scalp and look for voltages across the cortex and coherence, because if you're going to learn a visual motor skill, the motor and the visual centers have to be in the same phase and frequency to form a neural network. Next test you can do is a SPECT blood flow scan. Blood flow and oxygen uptake and metabolism is abnormal in these kids, and that can show up in the SPECT scan. The next test is a sensitive T1-weighted MRI scan that can actually pick up whether there's patchy dysmyelination or delayed to certain nerve tracts. And if that's happening, you can actually anatomically see exactly which nerve tracts are delayed. We have organic acids, and I do advanced organic acid tests at various labs, including Genova and Meridian Valley Labs, etc. We can look at cytokine levels, because remember, the blood-brain barrier is not a physical barrier. It's a metabolic barrier. And if you've broken it down, usually you end up with things like low brain magnesium levels, increased cytokine levels, increased free radical, nitroperoxy radical, etc., and decreased neurological activity with what we call action potentials from astrocytes. So I can correct that, correct the cholinergic pathways with ultrathiamine B1, which is fat-soluble thiamine, CDP or cytidine choline, uridine or uridine monophosphate, and we know you're 23andMe, I can determine if you're a slow or fast acetylator, in which of those forms works best for you. We can improve myelination with Neurogen and with sphingolin, which is a myelin basic protein we use in MS especially, but it does occur in other conditions like Parkinson's disease and ALS and neurological delay syndrome, caused by a number of gene SNPs that you can pick up on a 23andMe Prometheus or a pathway genomics test, and I do all these tests. The kids can respond to transcranial light therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And, of course, we're now fine-tuning the transcranial therapy, so we now have lumen photon in-light therapy. Now the machines are building a cap, so you can actually induce the frequency through that. I have found a way of busing through the MP3 from an iPhone or an Android directly into our Joyo amp, and then busing that through directly to the light emitting diodes to the right harmonic frequencies to entrain the minerals to correct the metabolic pathways that are delayed. Every disease state is a mineral and therefore enzyme and structural protein deficiency state, because the keyboards of your DNA is actually minerals that determine which genes are activated, and every active site of every enzyme is a monoatomic plasma form of a mineral that makes or breaks bonds. So it all makes perfect logical sense. I'm the first to actually reach this final stage of the research on this, based standing on the shoulders of many great scientists like Dr. Nesterov in Russia and others. My next phase is I'm working on noise-canceling harmonic resonant therapy I call EGFT, or epigenetic frequency therapy. We can do it through all kinds of other things, but you need to have substance plus signal. So if you don't take the right supplement, taking the right signal doesn't fix it. You have to have the right delivery system, and you have to have a deliver activated forms. For example, our actual B12 is power muscle B12 under the tongue, so it doesn't need it. If you take hydroxycobalamin, your body still can't activate it unless it can convert it to the methyl form, methylated form. Ours is already activated, just like our folate is 5-methylfolate, superfolate. It's also in our bio-LVR. So several things that are unique about NutriMeds compared to any other company. Number one, we have no heavy metals. There's some fools out there saying things like that. They need to shut up. Number two, by the way, a lot of them do have heavy metals. Number two, ours are bioavailable and bioactivated, and they jump the gene SNP. So even if you have a gene SNP, we can actually jump that. So I have a lot of people who've gone independently and done tests on 5-methylfolate reductase, which is the enzyme that activates folic acid. And it doesn't matter if you have that gene defect. We can immediately jump over it, and you have no problems. So a quarter of the world population has a 5-methylfolate reductase SNP. And 50% in some areas of Hispanic populations and natives have that as well in North and South America. So it's easy to fix. Jump over it. You want to get pure water system water because you don't want fluoride in your body. You want to take a small dose. You don't need to take a lot of Nutridyne. 5 to 10 drops twice a day is plenty. And you can also put it topically. You'll absorb it topically too. So if you don't want to swallow it, you can absorb it topically. You'll absorb it slower and a lower ratio, but you will still absorb it. You can put it in your bath water if you want. When you're looking at NutriMeds, you're trying to reduce the use of drugs dramatically. I mean, if you do go and rescue yourself with a drug, let's say you take a steroid, you want to get off it quickly, you want to taper it off quickly because it'll suppress your adrenal glands. There's a lot of people who have been on long-term steroids and their adrenals are shot. So you want to be, you give them DHEA and pregnenolone, 2 to 4 pumps in the morning on their neck, arms, and groin. You want to also give them adrenal support gland, which is our glandular, plus all the cofactor supporting nutraceuticals for the adrenal glands. And if your adrenals are not working properly, we do salivary hormone tests for DHEA, cortisol, and melatonin. And there's usually 8 data points during the day we want to collect the saliva. We send the test kit back to Genova Labs in Atlanta, and it'll tell us. But there's many labs we use now, and we can do consultations and send these lab kits to you anywhere in the world. You can be in France or South Africa. We can send them. The other thing is, if you want to set up a Metapathy Hunter test, I can actually get a machine to you, and you can pay over time. You can also set up a business where you're basically a test referral site for us. For example, if you were in Quito, Ecuador, or Johannesburg, or someplace in Malaysia like Singapore, you can have a Metapathy Hunter machine, and I can log on the machine live with the person right there, or I can log into the database peripherally and pull up the what's called the epicrisis list and look at the treatments. And actually, I can, if the person is live there at the other end of the computer, even if the patient's not there, I can generate an ozode and frequency harmonics to change their harmonic resonant hologram for their disease state to back toward normal. So that can be done anywhere in the world. There's no limitations on that. Right now, basically, drugs occupy about 5% of my armamentarium, and I will recommend there's specific drugs can be useful in certain conditions. You want to get off them quickly. If you have an anxiety disorder, you don't want to get on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a benzodiazepine. They're dangerous. And you'll become very dependent on benzos, because if you stop them abruptly, you'll seizure. Not only have a panic attack, you have full force metabolic induced brain induced seizure. Don't do that. And a lot of therapies I definitely don't agree with, or surgery that doesn't agree with. I'd say 1/3 of surgery is usually appropriate pretty well all the time. 1/3 is inappropriate all of the time. And 1/3 is often given at a time when it shouldn't be given, or there's alternatives that are natural. Same with drugs. 95% of drugs are inappropriate, or if they're given, they should be short-term only. Back in just a moment. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. We're coming up in hour number two. We're going to talk about some of our fancy nutraceuticals. Again, we provide services here you'll never find anywhere else. Do get advantage of those. Email me, drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com or 888-212-8871. The dead of winter now, with a fluctuating climate, hot and cold and so on, and dark, causes seasonal affective disorder. And the best ways to treat that are use 5-HTP, which literally crosses the blood-brain barrier to repair serotonin and melatonin levels. Stress to go, the reduced stress hormones that can cause depression. And then the use of nutraceuticals that help to support the brain, like Cognition Plus and Brain Power, Vinpocetine and Brain Mag, Magnesium L3, that crosses the blood-brain barrier. You can use Lumen Photon Therapy at frequency number 3, and we're also going to be adding very soon now the capacity to send you an MP3 with a little pack that includes our little Joyo amp and the cables and the special buses, like a female MIDI amp connection to a 3.5 stereo jack, so you can actually broadcast the frequencies into the Lumen pads of the atomic resonance to try to repair the enzymatic metabolic imbalances in the brain. But right now, at Lumen's frequency 3, I use it regularly at night. I can put it over my eyes, and boom, it knocks you right to sleep. And it's red light. That's why even in the evening, it's good. It would be a good idea. The broadcast companies don't use it yet, but computers do, like iPads and so on. And it takes out the blue light, because blue light wakes you up. It works through a thing called the reticular activating cells in your brain. So red light actually shuts down your brain. That's how melatonin works. You get a little pulse every 180 minutes. It's not a direct sedative. It works through the reticular activating cells to start the sleep-wakefulness cycle. And your stem cells, by the way, are only released on the contact of the brain, sending a signal to your stem cell depot in your bone marrow and elsewhere. Now, the amazing thing is with nutraceuticals, you can correct depression with things like our 5-HTP cross. In fact, even the drug studies have shown even people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that weren't working, as soon as they added 5-HTP, we have the best form, which is a controlled release form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, so you don't just get one big clump, but it releases it slowly. And our Stress2Go has specific hormones from Banaba and Ashwagandha and other subfractions that are really powerful to take away the stress response, because if it's excessively high, you get anxiety and depression. When we look at other conditions that people have, dermatitis, we have our NutriSilver. We have pregnenolone and curcumin cream that will turn off not only the genetic damage to the skin from sunlight, burns, and trauma, but we also have, of course, the ability to use powerful antipathogenics, such as Nutriodine. You can actually dilute it, if you like, in water and spray it on the areas. You can take it orally, too, for serious infections. Most people aren't aware that most of the time you have infections in multiple places around the periodontal tissues, in the GI tract, in the skin, especially if there's open lesions or acne, in the lower rectum, where there may be dysbiotic bacteria that are deconjugating toxins your body and your liver has already conjugated and re-releasing them to your general circulation to go back to target organs and cause inflammation, autoimmune disease, and cancer. So these are all well known. We know we now can actually track specific antibody levels against tissues. And biotoxins and stealth pathogens are a major trigger for autoimmunity, and we know how to modulate that. We have things like oncomycin, that's one of our stem cell support line formulas. It has myco-D2, as well as ergothionine, which is the first receptor activated by stem cells for boosting energy. We have NADH. You take one or two tablets under your tongue, bam, within minutes you're getting energy. We have D-ribose that converts to ATP. We have our sports energy light drink that is in a little nitrogen sachet that has all the antioxidants and all the formula to boost your ATP production. We have things like acetyltyrosine, our mood energizer, and, of course, we have Posinol, which not only stabilizes anxiety, but boosts energy and stabilizes your ability to tolerate stress. So Posinol, an amazing formula, little tiny tablets, usually two or three times a day, and you're cool as a cucumber and able to tolerate a lot of stress. NutriDefense, I designed this formula to block pathogens, viruses, and bacteria that even can't attach to your cells. It has the most powerful antioxidant in the world, the anhydrous polyphenol. We have amazing formulas. And we're working on another one, so we'll be coming in 2 months. We'll have the Red Deer Velvet. We're working on our mineral formulas, and, of course, we have the EGFT formulas for frequency harmonics. I'm going to make a series of what I call, based on my research, a specific mineral harmonic resonant frequencies, and they'll be basically like a child hitting the chords all with all the same fingers, but you can actually use these harmonic resonant frequency sounds if you want to create what we call the music of DNA, because there's a constant play between the telomere at the end of chromosome. There's also a formula I'm working on for lengthening your telomeres. We have the anti-H max rate now, and we have Cell Defense Plus. These are curcumin, and the anti-H max is a dimethyl resveratrol. These lengthen your telomeres. We're also working on a mineral component to work with those. So those three, this new formula will be a special mineral of trans platinum minerals in our special delivery system that actually, combined with the anti-H max and the use of Cell Defense Plus, can lengthen your telomeres, amplify the signal-to-noise ratio, and these are life extension technologies that help your body to generate the right proteins, structural proteins, and enzymes. So the TH65 is very expensive. It's around $600 a bottle, believe it or not. It does have from studies to show that it works, but we have alternate therapies that are actually probably more powerful and going to be a fraction of the cost. So that's coming in the next month or so as well. What I think is as amazing is how much the science of functional medicine, anti-aging medicine, is coming. In our clinic, and I'll just give you an idea what it'll be like if you go to our clinic in the future, say a couple of years from now when it's all done down in Ensenada, which is our first one, we're working with the Academy, you'd be signed in as a member. You would actually take an escalator, probably down into the hotel complex that would be underwater, in the hyperbaric hotel, if you want to call it, or spa. And there we'll have a laboratory with your stem cells banked from your own bone marrow so we can grow in continuous culture so you can keep it there for years. We'll have laboratories to do testing on genetics, epigenetics, and also quantum testing such as the Metapathia Hunter and quantum frequency analysis of various body circuits that actually will tell us the frequency to how to neutralize the what's called EGFT, the actual harmonic resonant frequencies, to turn off the frequency holograms to sustain disease. We'll be able to target specific organs. For example, if your prostate shows that you need manganese, we'll be able to target the manganese frequency to that organ to try to improve the health of the tissue. Remember, manganese is necessary not only for bone regeneration and hormone action, it also is necessary for activating vitamin D, which keeps your prostate healthy. So vitamin D deficiency is important, but the minerals have to be present too. This facility will be able to take you in a you'll be in hyperbaric chamber exercising or doing yoga or meditation. You'll be getting what's called morphogenetic field therapy, where we'll have a field around you as well to try to actually induce the specific genetic changes. We'll have IV as well as other forms of detoxification available to detox your body from heavy metals, biotoxins, and chemicals. And we'll be able to epigenetically reset your harmonic hologram for your healthy tissues so your tissues will start absorbing minerals, activating proteins, etc. So stem cells are only architects and engineers. You need the building blocks, so we reproduce literally the conditions of the placenta and the fetal life. That's why I call it four extended technologies for anti-aging life, okay, fetal. And what that means is these technologies will allow you to actually take not only stem cells, we have three types at least right now. Firstly, we have stematica, which is a stem cell line that's grown in a hypoxic environment. We have autologous stem cells, and there's several subclasses. Umbilical cord stem cells from babies. We have autologous stem cells from fat. We do a lipectomy and a liposuction and pull the stem cells off by flow cytometry or a bone marrow aspiration. And then we can actually save those in like in a bone bank and actually grow them for months or years so you can actually have your banked stem cells. So down the road, if you need them, down the road, one of our options that we're working toward is this new Red Deer Velvet literally produces the molecules that your placenta would generate. It's the only time you don't physically age. So Every disease state is the silencing of genes caused by a deficiency of minerals and deficiency of building blocks to rebuild you. The Mountain Red Velvet that we're developing is far superior to anything else in the world. We're getting U.S. and we'll be getting international patents in Europe and Asia with this technology that I've developed. So when we have this, we will down the road be able to take decellularize a sheep or pig heart, decellularize it, infuse it with your stem cells, and regrow an organ for you, or de novo grow, let's say, an arm or a leg or another body part. That's coming. We are 5 to 20 years away from the end of aging and disease with imagination, with science, and with advanced converging technologies to reproduce the natural body's ability to heal itself, especially in fetal life, where even if you do surgery, there's no scar. If you have questions, do call me or email drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, drbilldeaglemd@gmail, and without the md@hotmail.com. If you want the questions to go to Michelle for the firing line, which is fun on Friday to listen, then send it to NutriMedical@michelledeagle.com. We'll be back in a moment, hour two, and you're welcome to call any hour except the first hour on Friday when we answer your questions on the order line, 888-212-8871, or by email. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.